Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your weekly 10-minute educational foray into this crazy thing we call cyber. I'm your host, Darren Mott, and this week we continue looking at cyber threats, specifically this week, the cyber insider. What does it mean? Is it the same as insider threat? And what do we do to protect ourselves from it? So I'm going to be honest that this week's episode, if you will, or this week's topic, the Cyber Insider, is really geared more towards business owners. Do you need to worry about the insider threat at your home network? Not necessarily, or really not really, other than the people in your house being your insiders because they have access to your networks and can do funny things with that. But really what this particular topic, the Cyber Insider, is really more focused on business owners. How do those business owners protect themselves from this Cyber Insider? And what is the Cyber Insider? What is insider threat? Are they the same thing? Well, yes and no. So insider threat is defined by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, as the threat that an insider will use his or her authorized access wittingly or unwittingly to do harm to the security of the United States. So that is for the government use for insiders. But any company, regardless of whether you work for the United States or are part of the United States infrastructure, even private companies have to worry about insiders using their unauthorized or their authorized access to do harm to the corporate network. And this could be, through accidental disclosure of information, purposeful disclosure of information. There's a lot of different ways this can happen. And the insider is the person that commits the insider threat. So what does this exactly mean? And if you're at home, do you have to worry about the insider? Well, I mean, other than the people who live at your house and are looking at your network or working your network. But from a loss perspective, from a threat perspective, when we think about risk, remember risk is threats times vulnerabilities. When we look at risk, the cyber insider risk is probably the number one risk for all companies and their information. Because you got to remember that, no business today can really survive without some kind of network presence, some kind of internet presence, or, they use networks to store personal information. Hospitals use networks to store health information. I mean, think about any company, any corporation, be it critical national infrastructure, healthcare, financial, gas stations, they all store information on their networks. And that information is valuable to two of the other threats we talk about, the cyber criminal and the cyber espionage guy, or the nation state actor, if you will, because they want that information for their own purposes. The criminal guys, like we said, want to use it for financial gain. The nation state or cyber espionage guys that we'll talk more about next week want to use it to help support the geopolitical or national goals of the country from which they are coming. Largely, we talk about China and Russia as the two main actors in that. But the insider, if you think about it, and wherever you work, you are the potential for it to be an insider. You have access, authorized access to your computer network in some way, shape, or form. Now, it may not be the same amount of access that everybody has, but you have some kind of access. And if you are high up in your company, or let me rephrase that, anyone high up in your company who has access to your company's crown jewels have the potential to use their access to steal that information and send it to a cyber criminal group, a cyber nation state group, or a competing company, quite frankly. It doesn't have to be cyber crime or cyber espionage. It could be they just use it to give to a competitor. When you fire someone, and if you leave them access to the network after you fire them or tell them to pack up their office, or they know they're going to get fired, they could theoretically download tons and tons of data from your network. We had a case here in Huntsville when I was the counterintelligence supervisor for the FBI, where a guy working for one of the big entities here on the Redstone Arsenal was an IT guy. He had access to everything that this particular entity on the Redstone Arsenal had, and he downloaded 16 gigabytes worth of data from their network onto a thumb drive. And they knew he was leaving. He had given his 2-week notice and was going to another organization. So he downloaded a bunch of information onto a thumb drive. Now you may be saying, well, how do you do that on an Army base? And because he had authorized access to be able to use a thumb drive, he was able to download all of that information. And fortunately, someone caught it and contacted us, and we went and found the guy, and a lot of other stuff happened. End up getting arrested for marijuana transportation and stuff like that. So it's kind of a humorous story that I'll probably talk about sometime on the Cyber Guy podcast, my other podcast. But he was an insider. He had access to all of this data that he could download. So you have to think about this if you're a company, and it doesn't matter what your company does. If you're a church, if you're a school, if you're a bank, there's information that people have access to on your network that is valuable to you and likely valuable to someone else. So how do you prevent the insider threat? Well, part of that is what NIST recommends is develop an insider threat program. And within Department of Defense, within the Defense Industrial Base, they have standardized programs that they do to create tripwires that look for activity that is suspicious and can make you think of, hey, this is somebody we should watch. It has to do with, do they work late at night? Do they come in at odd hours? Do they have financial issues? You can look up insider threat indicators online and find all sorts of resources for what those look like. If you want more information on insider threat programs, email me directly, Darren@cybersmart.com, and I can send you a ton of information on all that. So, you know, feel free to do that if you are looking for quick resources. Or, you know, like I said, you can, you know, use Google or DuckDuckGo, whatever your search engine is, and look for it on there. And that really is the insider threat information in a nutshell. Someone who has access to your information who can then do bad things with it that harm your company. And so the way you mitigate against that is to have a program that identifies indicators of insider threat activity. There's a lot of technical resources that allow your networks to monitor if people download stuff they're not supposed to restrict thumb drive access, to see if they're printing out stuff. I mean, there's still old school ways to steal information that go beyond just downloading onto a thumb drive. If you print out stuff and you have no way within your corporation to figure out who's printing what, your crown jewels could be printed and taken to wherever they need to go to. So that is the Cyber Insider. This is a pretty quick one because there's really not much more I can talk about with that other than it's pretty straightforward. It's people with access want to do bad things to your data. So I greatly appreciate everybody who has downloaded and listens to the podcast and who has spread the word about the podcast. My whole goal with this, like I've said before, is to just help people understand cyber in a nutshell. This is kind of like your cyber 101, 102, 103 course in college that will go right through from soup to nuts on what cyber is. And hopefully I will always have topics to talk about. We're at the beginning of the podcast, so that's why we're kind of going through some of the basics on the threats. After I'm done with the cyber threat piece, I'm going to give a quick framework on the three things you really need to do to greatly reduce your risk. And I'll give you a little preview. It's going to be strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, and make sure you patch all of your software. But again, we'll talk about that at another episode. Like I said, if you want information regarding anything that you've heard on the podcast, if you want access to resources that I may have, feel free to email me, Darren@cybersmart.com. And I'll be happy to get you that information. But until next week, I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I appreciate you letting folks know about the podcast. If you don't follow me on LinkedIn, find me there. It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And what I'm doing on LinkedIn is posting different cyber investigations one a day. So it gives you a little insight into how law enforcement has dealt with the cyber threat going all the way back to the first one in 1988. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good week.